This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and hope everyone is doing great today, hopefully staying healthy. And I think most people in this country are getting back to work here in the USA and probably around the world. I think we're getting the ball moving, getting back to work to the workplaces today. So I hope everyone's doing great this week, and once again, stay healthy. And I'm so excited once again that all of you guys and gals decided to join with me today on this podcast. And so I have good news, first of all. As many, if not all of you know, I have Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club. And basically what the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club is every month I write a book. And I'm not talking about a little tiny book, I'm talking about a big thick book, anywhere between 200 to 400 pages actually. And so every month those on the program get this book sent to their house in the USA, free shipping. They get the ebook with it free, which is a $10 value. They get, you know, autographed, all that stuff. And plus my books are very revelatory because I love to write on everything from energy to science to the kingdom of God to, you know, spiritual laws to the Bible to scriptures to everything, because I believe God is bigger than what we think, you know, and I don't want to trap God and put God in a mental box for me. I know God is, you know, is bigger than we thought. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend all of you that are not on the program, get on my Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club, because you will love it. So I said all that to say this. During this month is my new release of the book called The Seer. And one thing I love about this book on seers is I dive into things that most people in Christianity won't even touch on. And even though we know it's biblical, and even though we know, you know, hey, there's scriptures off of the Bible in this book, I should say, but it's also a good way to look and see how the earth has always rotated, how the earth has always been since the beginning of time. And what I did was in this book, Seers, which actually is called Seers, The Eyes of the Kingdom, is actually presented. I brought a presentation of how different cultures had their own quote-unquote seers within their own religions, within their own, you know, with mythologies, to all these different things and cultural things, because I wanted to present the idea of if God initiates seers into the earth as prophets, then we need to begin to understand really how other cultures begin to present this within their own religion, within their own, you know, methodology, within their own, you know, even through their mythology. And I wanted to be able to present this because of the fact I wanted to show you as listeners and as a human being how all creation has always tried to entice the spirit realm, in the sense of finding out things about the hereafter, you know, the spirit realm, the, you know, the unseen, and how even though a lot of them might have been maybe wrong as far as oracles go, or wrong as far as maybe seers go, you know, not getting too technical with the terminology of Bible thing, but yet we are, in the sense of really seeing how God functions and flows within the true seers of God. And so I always bring forth and bring a presentation of how every culture, every religion has set up someone or something to be their oracle, to be their seer, because there's always something within humanity that's always was always hungry to see things within the unseen. And so that set up someone to be a seer or a prophet per se, whether we look at it as prophets, you know, false seers and seers, that's not the idea we're bringing out forth. Even though we can implement that, the idea we want to present to you through the book is the understanding that people as a human race have always been hungry to set someone up to find out about things that they can go to God themselves and find out. And so I wanted to present that to people. Plus, I go into detail about the seers biblically, exactly what your job is, what you do, how you see. And so what I talked about within my book, Seers, which actually this month has a comprehensive study guide with it. So those on the program get the study guide free of charge. Whenever I do a study guide with the bonus book of the month, I always present it free of charge to those on the program. Those who are not on the program, unfortunately, you got to pay about $10.99. to get the study guide along with the book that's probably going to run you about $15.99. And so that's why I'm saying the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club is well worth it. You save a lot of money. Every month you probably save between $20 to $30, to be honest with you, every month. So that's why it's important. But the study guide even goes into detail because this book is going to be a really big, thick book. So in the book, I actually talk about kings and kingdoms, how throughout cultures we set up kings and kingdoms to really find out where even kings even had what they call their oracles. You know, I was lucky, when I say lucky, I was blessed, but I was really lucky enough, for lack of better words, to go into, and by the way, for those of you who don't like the word lucky, it is biblical, just to let you guys know. If you look in the book of Acts, you'll find out where the man sitting on the third story, where he was listening to Paul preach, and he fell asleep, and he fell down to the ground. A lot of revelation within that story right there, but yet his name in the original Greek language actually means lucky. And I guess when Paul found him and sort of breathed life back into him, he began to come back into his senses. He began to come back alive. So that's pretty blessed to me. But you know what? His name represented lucky. So that's biblical, folks, okay? Just for those of you who are too religious to hear really true biblical theology, that's going to break your sacred cows and knock them over for you. But anyway, so I was really blessed enough to go to Greece probably about a year and a half ago, and I actually was able to encounter the area on top of the mountain where the Oracle of Delphi was. And that was actually an old mythology of a group of people who actually had this oracle set into motion of Delphi that actually they would go to, and the oracle could, like, everything the oracle said was like true to them. And what's really great about the story is the fact that, what's really ironic about the story, I should say, is even when the Oracle at Delphi, I actually walked the little place where this ancient culture lived in the mountain, you know, and where the Oracle of Delphi was set up. It's crazy. It's wild. But yet, what's funny about the story is the Oracle itself, this person, could say no wrong, and which means that when the Oracle said something, whether it was true or false, the people had no choice but to believe it, and if they didn't believe it or challenged the Oracle, they were killed. And so here you have a bad warped of understanding of what this oracle or this seer represented, because the seer basically said, if the oracle actually said the sky is green, if you challenged the oracle and said, well, actually the sky is blue, you were killed. You know, and so we see a lot of, you know, sort of disenchanted, for lack of better words, and really craziness with other cultures back in the day of ancient thousands of years ago, where they, you know, set up these oracles, but yet they couldn't question them. You know, it was really funny to me to really see that, and so to really understand that point of, wow, look how the pendulum swings on the extremities here. And so it was interesting to actually be there, but see that, to experience that. So within the actual book, I actually go into details of kingdoms all throughout history, dealing with kings and how kings actually had seers. Now, if you think about it, in the Bible, in which we are, you know, sort of avid readers and believers as Christians, you know, we actually read the understanding of King David. You know, King David was a king, but yet he actually had a prophet alongside of him, which was actually considered a seer, who saw things for him, even confronted David when he was in sin to repent. And so that's really powerful. But you see, through cultures and kingdoms all around for thousands of years, where they actually incorporated a type of seer or an oracle or a prophet, however, you know, whatever terminology you want to use, was really powerful. Then I go into things such as prophet and seers, the difference, how there's difference between the both of them, how the similarities are the same, but yet there's a difference, diversity there. I also go into the new prophecy, which is really fascinating. I want to tell you about the new prophecy within this book, but I don't want to tell you. I'd rather you read it because it's really fascinating. But I go into details such as visionaries. You know, visionaries, seers are definitely visionaries. Hello, because they saw in picture format, for lack of better words. They saw visually the things of the kingdom, but I go into detail about that. Then we go into the realm of the senses, very powerful one. And here's what's great about this entire book, first of all. We deal with perception and definition. I deal with dreams and visions, the law of seeing, the seer's timing, natural sight. I deal with artistry, you know, and what's great about all this is I talk about the things of how to actually live in the natural that will actually stimulate the senses, if you're called and gifted and anointed for that arena, where it stimulates the senses to be more accurate. Because people don't even understand that even what you eat, you know, there's an old saying, I remember Jane Hammond from Florida Christian International once said, and a lot of other, you know, prophets have said before, that we have different types of dreams, and one of them is called what we call a pizza dream, which basically means sometimes you can eat the wrong food and you can have some off-the-wall type of dream. That's true. But you have to remember also, you can eat the wrong kinds of foods and actually can tarnish or sort of, you know, distort your spiritual senses as well from even a seeing point of view. And so within the book, I'm probably the first ever that actually incorporated a type of dietary need and nutritional need that actually can feed into the soul as well. Feeding your body actually stimulates a type of how you see in the soul and through the soul, because the soul is the mind, the will, the emotions. And so I'm probably one of the first ones ever that actually wrote that, incorporated that within the book. But I deal with the dreams and visions and the stimulations of the sense, spiritual senses, the visionary aspect of it. This is a dynamic book, folks. Dynamic book. You will read things in here you've never read before. But also, mainly about the book, is I'm talking about how to sharpen your spiritual senses when it deals with your seeing ability. Now, one thing also want to bring clear, you might say, well, Jeremy, I'm not a prophet. I'm not a seer. Doesn't matter. You will still get 99% of this book that'll still pertain to you, because everybody from the New Testament actually has a spiritual seeing ability, because the Bible says those who have an eye to see and an ear to hear. So you also have the ability to see. So you might say, well, I'm not a prophet or a seer. Doesn't matter. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, which you do, you can see as well. And that's what I try to bring out as well, to where it makes it to where everybody can receive from that. One thing I don't like is I don't like books written that are elitism, which is just for the fivefold or just for, you know, the hierarchy of Christianity, and everybody else is just peons. It doesn't apply to them. No, I'm not a believer in that. I'm a believer that every single joint supplies. So every one of you, because we're all equal in the kingdom of God, every one of us has an ability that everyone else, you know, can also tap into as well. And so the great thing about that is I write books on humanity, the kingdom of God incorporating itself within the church, within humanity, within people. Because this book right here will minister to every last person listening to the sound of my voice, all thousands and thousands of every one of you. So I really wanted to sort of incorporate that today to where you understand that. Now, also that comes with the book. And of course, on the website, you can actually buy the book and the work and study guide together. That's how we sell it. On the book club, you get them both together as well. And of course, for you guys, you get the study guide free. But the thing about the study guide, the reason why I considered the study guide the overflow is because I wanted to be able to incorporate an overflow, a revelatory ideas and realm that actually I couldn't incorporate within the book. And so the study guide is going to give you more of a historic gift that how this is, of why this is needed in the earth for each of one of us. Then I begin to bring predictions and presence, which is really good. What a seer does, how they predict and how it initiates a presence of an atmospheric, calling those things that be not as though they were mentality. Then I get into the early prophecies. Then I get into where there is vision. Very important, because where there's vision, there's provision. Where there's vision present, there's a powerful field that you're creating. It's almost like saying, you know, you have to create the space to step into. So this is going to really revolutionize every listener right now. So I want to highly encourage every one of you. It's going to be a book like none other. I've even had several people who endorse the book even say, Jeremy, you've totally outdone yourself, because we've never read a book ever by anyone on that actually came close to this, the ability of what you're seeing, the other side of the spectrum of seers, and how this is incorporated within every one of us, and how to awaken that reality and that gifting. So that's why I'm saying it's very important for every one of you to go to the website, identitynetwork.net, and purchase today Seers, the Eyes of the Kingdom, and the Comprehensive Study Guide with it. Now, on the website, we do not sell it separately. They're sold together, and you get a good bundle price, and you actually save some money buying the bundle price. For those of you on the Hot Author Press Book Club, you get the study guide free of charge, and you get your book of the month already shipped to you, which we shipped it out, actually, I think, yesterday. So that's why, for those of you not on the program, get on the program today. You don't want to miss out and lose money. You're good, because you'll be saving about $20 to $30, $30 every month. So get on the program. For those of you not, you're still going to save money. No worries. So go on the website today, identitynetwork.net, and you will see on the homepage where a banner that says, you can click on it, where it says Seers Combo. You can do that. If you don't see it on the home page, all you have to do is when you go to the website, just enter the word Sears. Actually, what you probably need to do is when you get on the home page of the website, just enter in the search engine, the Eyes of the Kingdom. Okay, skip the word Sears and put the Eyes of the Kingdom. The Eyes of the Kingdom. Five words. The Eyes of the Kingdom. When you do, press the search button. It'll pull it up automatically. You can order the hard copy of the study guide and the book, and we can ship out to you today, and I'll autograph both of them for you. Or you can order the ebook of both of them together as a combo, study guide and book. And unfortunately, I can't autograph ebooks, but you can download them within minutes. All right, so do that today. And once again, thank you so much. I had to take this opportunity today in this podcast to talk about this book because it is revolutionary and it's changing lives from even those I've sent the samples out to say, oh my gosh, I have to have the whole thing. And so don't delay. Go right now and order Sears, The Eyes of the Kingdom. If you guys need to order them by phone, you can order ebook of the book and the study guide or the book and the hard copy and the study guide. You can order on the phone as well. Call our office, 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. Have a great day. Thank you again for tuning into our podcast today. And as always, create the day you wish you want and you wish you had today. Because you've got the paintbrush, folks. You've got the mind of Christ in you. Paint your reality today. Have a great week.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.